I've already sent a coded message to Rescue Mantis, he said. He maintains a private network for glowless transactions, very secure and very safe, but it cannot be accessed at a distance. Therefore, we have to transvector ourselves through the data sphere to a data node close enough to gain access. In the meantime, you should have this.
He handed her a small brassy ornament of a boy sitting on a rock and holding an archaic spyglass to one eye. Frowning, she studied it.
A sensory org, she said.
Something like that, Harry said. It's a mirager. It reads data flows and watches for the presence of nullers, which are tracker catchers, or cossers, which are hunter-killers. Then it puts up a protective shell of fake info and idents merge-adapted to the immediate vicinity.
Nodding, she considered their surroundings. They were standing in a long corridor whose ceiling was open to an immense cylindrical space crisscrossed by data flows, some like chains of pulses, others like tightly woven braids, and a few as bright as molten steel. Stretching up, a distance haze made the higher flows pale, almost insubstantial.
"That sounds as if you're expecting trouble," she said. "Should I be worried?"
He smiled.
"Anxious, perhaps. Not worried."
"How does that affect the extras?
Will our appearances change?"
"No. We'll continue to appear as we do between us while the mirages keep us blended with the surroundings."
Harry made a wiggly gesture with his hand.
"Ready to leave, Miss Bryce?"
Wordlessly she nodded, inwardly marvelling at her composure, as Harry said,
"Compression one."
The long corridor and the cylindrical sky of crisscross data flows froze, cracked, and swirled down into dark nothingness, and swirled up and remade itself in lush forest colours, which was appropriate, since they seemed to have been de-archived into a strange zone of glittering, glowing trees. Huge, towering trees, whose branches sprouted blooms that received curving lines of sparkling data from the massive helix that spiralled past overhead.
"The public multidiscipline precinct at Copernicus University on Luna," said Harry, who then pointed. "There, a trio of nullers."
They looked like ruby caltrops, scribing unfathomable trajectories above and among the stylized trees, spinning as they did so. Suddenly, a mesh of faint lines sprang up around Julia and Harry.
"That's the miragers at work," he said. "We've just become a mixed-media doctorate dissertation on interspecies cultural influences, complete with pseudo-AI response analyzer."
Harry chuckled.
"Our next waypoint is a Glow Watchers Club on Plunderworld, one of Earth's pleasure orbitals. Its owner runs a black server on which I have an account."
"Let's go," she said.
From conscious awareness to compressed data, then through the transvector to decompress back to conscious awareness, and found herself standing on a wide circular platform surrounded by a pearly grey radiance. She was alone, but she still had the trench coat image.